This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday.
We missed last week.
We did miss last week, that's true. Shall I introduce this week?
No.
Oh.
We missed last week, and do you know why?
I was ill.
Yes.
What's wrong with that?
You had a breakdown, a malfunction in your system.
No. I'd probably eaten too much. It was gluttonous.
Gluttonous. So you had too much glut.
Far too much glut.
You had a surface of glut.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is also the name of somebody a Jean-Luc Picard would fight with his beak. The surface of glut is all but calm, except at night when the away team beam down and the one in the red gets eaten. Except that's not true in the Next Generation, because in the Next Generation, they all wear red.
That was deliberate, apparently, on Mr. Roddenberry's part. He said, put them all in red, and then we won't be able to guess who gets killed.
So, the ones in mustard yellow.
So this is actually episode 1, volume 2, you see.
Wow.
Because we're in a new year.
Well, surely we should label it the year it is, which is 9.
What? It's not year 9, is it? We're not in third year at school.
See, I didn't have names for, like, you know, everybody sort of said, oh, well, I'm in year 12. I don't know what that means because I went to a posh school. So when I first went there, you have remove, then you have inters, then you have lower transits, then you have upper transits, then you have shell, and then study 1 and study 2. And it makes perfect sense. But when you start talking numbers at me, I don't understand.
What, sequential numbers make
yes,
no sense to you as
because
opposed
you
to
start
shell
when
and
you're because what age do you start when you're at school? What age do you start school?
Depends when you're born. You could either be 4 or 5.
Right, okay. So 4 or 5, 1, that's 3 or 6, or another 5, or, you know, you got numbers out there when you could just have, like, when you're in year 11 or whatever it is, when you're 11, which doesn't make any sense. At some point, the numbers intersect your age, and that's got to be wrong.
No,
it's so confusing.
Year 1 is your first year of school. Year 2 is your second year of school. What's shell?
Shell is when you do your GCSEs, obviously, because then your common room is called the ping.
But without thinking about it, what year are you in your education when you have shell?
I don't know. You're 15, 16. But I don't know. I don't count. I don't need to count. I just need to, you know, after GCSEs, you get your owls and then your newts.
Yeah. With our Harry Potter.
Yeah. It's just like Harry Potter, but a bit dirtier. Not Alan Rickporn kind of filth, but more sort of Harry Potter having a poo. She didn't put that in the books. Magic poo. I want to know the flushing system at Hogwarts.
What paper did you buy?
Actually, you do know the flushing system at Hogwarts because that ghost.
Myrtle.
Yes, Moaning Myrtle.
Yeah.
Played by the wife of Steve Coogan in 24 Hour Party People.
Right. Did you buy a paper?
Yes.
Was it a good paper?
It was, actually. I've been enjoying it, which is unfortunate, so I'm quite ashamed, but it's good.
What did you get?
Mirror.
Blimey. I don't think I've ever enjoyed the Mirror. I bought... I forgot what I bought.
Does anybody actually care?
No, exactly. I've actually forgotten what I bought.
No,
as well.
I think the Observer or the Independent, and I can't remember.
It's the Observer, you're right. That's absolutely right.
Right.
I thought I'd start the year as I mean to go on, which is rambling incoherently into a microphone.
Yeah.
I'm ready to play. Are you?
I'm ready to play, but are we going to have, like, because it's 2009, are we going to have our New Year's sum up, or is that going to happen later?
Yeah, we'll do that as a middle bit somewhere along the line.
Okay, well, don't ruin the surprise, will you, Simon?
I reckon we should come up with a better name than Cut Out and Keep.
You reckon?
I reckon, yeah. What's wrong with that?
I don't know. I just don't like it.
All right, I'll rephrase him.
Okay.
What are you going to cut out and keep this week?
Well, I thought you were going to do some more about wanting to change the name.
I know. I threw you deliberately. It was a tactic I've got. I'm actually going to take this year quite seriously, you see. I intend to win.
You intend to win? Simon.
I intend to win, yeah. It's not going to happen. No, I'm a born loser.
Well, then there's no point in intending to win if you admit freely that you're a loser and a failure. You can't win if you don't want to win. You have to have it in your blood. You have to have that drive which says, I cannot let the twats win.
See, I know what it is. I've got to be like the business people on The Apprentice. But I've got to say things like, I've got to win till I bleed. And there's one guy on it, he says, there are only two types of people in this world. There's winners, and I'm not going to say what the other ones are. And he looks at the camera for a second, he goes, begins with L. I think you can work the rest out.
Londoners.
Londoners, yeah. Yeah, they're winners and Londoners.
Yeah, or Luke Picards.
Or Luke Skywalkers.
How dare he?
Well, I don't know if I'd want to be Luke Skywalker. So, what are you going to cut out and keep?
In the Celeb magazine. This was advertised on the front of the Mirror. Because, I don't know if anybody's told you, Simon, but in our world, we have these things called years, which progressively make you closer to death. And currently, at the moment, we're on 2009, which is a new one. We've never had it before. Right. We don't know what's going to happen. But here's a lady who does. Your 2009 horoscope guide to work, money, health and sex. And by a lady called Barbara. Here is a paragraph I just want to read out for you. Sometimes it's difficult to understand how astrology works. But in my new book, which is being printed at this moment, I show how heavenly movements correspond closely with events here on Earth. Many people make objections to astrology because it can't be proved scientifically. But can the scientists tell us why we fall in love? Which I really love, because recently this week, scientists have explained that chemically.
Yeah, they have. Yeah, I saw that.
Just because love and astrology aren't easy to explain doesn't mean they don't exist or that they aren't true. In 2009, let's remind ourselves that some things just can't be proved by numbers.
Well, maths can.
Maths doesn't need numbers to prove itself.
I know, it can use letters as well, can't it?
Good maths uses letters.
Good maths. That's what you know. What? As opposed to evil maths, which uses what? Lego?
No, evil maths uses dead people.
So, essentially, you're offering up astrology. I was going to buy The People this week, right? Because we've never done The People, and it actually had a supplement in it this week. But it was an astrology supplement. I thought, no, I'm not going to get that. It will just make me angry. And Izzy will say, well, it's an astrology. Because that's the noise you make when you talk.
Yes, it is. What's really nice about this, though, that was really going to irritate you, unlike The People one, is I said the woman's name was Barbara. It's actually Barbara Dunn. So I've got live text. Text Dunn with your question to 86010. And one of our psychics will send you an answer.
But if they're psychics, you shouldn't need to send them the question. They could just send you the answer.
It's really awful if it's the same women who do the porn lines. And, you know, you're trying to work out whether you should, you know, buy a car in 2009 or when you're going to fall in love, and actually all you get is a massive erection.
Will the person I love fall in love with me? And they write back and go, oh, I'd love you to come on me tits. Because I always imagine that people on sex lines have that sort of accent. I don't know why.
What, Newcastle?
Well, I don't know. It wasn't even an accent. It was just...
It was Newcastle. And I thought you registered a ban on accents.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I've immediately lost this section because I just did an accent.
Well, let me. You're a Virgo, aren't you, Simon?
No.
Who are you?
You know what I am, because you always do the same joke.
You're a Cancer.
Yes, there we go.
You're a horrible little Cancer. But at least your sign looks a bit like 69, but from the side.
Yeah, but it also gives you crabs. Bad 69.
On January 1st, right, so that was the first day.
So I can actually tell you whether this happened, can I?
What did you do on January 1st?
I think the only thing I remember doing is having sausages and mash for tea.
Right. Well, according to this, you make a powerful, intense connection. That's in your hot sex and love dates. So well done. Bangers and mash. I mean, maybe you deep-throated a sausage.
And I licked out my mash.
You will have a complete dry spell now until April 28th, where Simon Dunn will find new ways of dating and mating.
I don't know whether it's even worth me talking about my bit now, because it's redundant. I've disqualified myself.
Oh, that's great. I'm younger than Cheryl Cole. I didn't realise that. I thought she was younger than me. I thought she was about 21.
Cheryl Cole would be really pretty if she didn't try and be pretty.
I think Cheryl Cole is really pretty, but she's tiny, and I'd probably accidentally sit on her by accident.
You think she was an armchair?
No, I mean, I just
or
have a
stool.
Habit. I have a habit of sitting on umbrellas.
Filthy. Now,
I'm filthy. I don't open them.
Right. I was going to cut out the entire television section. And I would have won as well because it's full of stuff you really like. Like Dead Set, House, The Shield, Bremen Burning Fortune, Screen Wipe, The Wire, Deadliest Catch, and West Wing. And that's not even counting the films that were in it. So I'm really annoyed that I did that stupid Geordie accent now.
Yes.
Time to play the first article or fast call of the year. This is where Izzy will read a number of articles from her paper, one of which she's made up. And it is my job, and I do it very well, I think, to spot which one is the fast call amongst the articles.
This week, my articles are all coming from the Mail. I mean, no, not the Mail. It begins with an M, that's why I got confused. They're all coming from the Mirror, yes? Except one, which is coming from the rotten parts of my own frontal cortex. So, here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Nigella Lawson beach salad hands.
What's a beach salad? Is it made of, like, pebbles and shell?
No. A beach is in the tree. So it's a massive salad.
She just used a whole tree.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ready, steady, glow for a bedside lamp.
Right. So this is a list of the best bedside lamps then, is it?
Something like that.
Okay.
Recycle your skin.
And what's that about? Is that kind of like using skin creams and shit? Well, not shit, obviously. Not... We would put feces all over their face. Unless it was in a weird bottle which said Ule on it. You might then do it. I don't know. Was I being satirical or just boring?
I think you misunderstand the concept of beauty.
Possibly.
And lastly, is this an article or is it a farcical? Me and my abscess obsession.
Abscess obsession. And how can one be obsessed with an abscess?
She's paranoid that she's got abscesses when she doesn't.
She's hypochondriacal.
Yes.
See, that's got a bit of a rhyme in it, so I'm drawn to that being a farcical.
Maybe I knew that, though.
Obsessed by an abscess. Obsessed by an abscess. Right. Nigella Lawson's clearly going to be in the Mirror, so that's an article.
Nigella Lawson beats salad hands.
Yeah. Ready, steady, glow. That sounds like something that would be in a supplement. Just a list of lights. It's very dull. Which is weird, because it's about lights. That's an article. Recycle your skin. That's very funny.
What was that? I just heard a budgie just go mental.
Well, there's a budgie.
Oh, okay.
In my pants.
Oh, yeah, of course. I forgot you keep dead budgies in your pants. I worked out something, Simon.
What did you work out?
When you know you're blowing a kiss to someone.
Yeah.
There's no way you can't make that sound like you're squeezing the head off a budgie.
But how often do you blow kisses to people?
Come on, you. Decide. Abscess obsession or
It's
skin?
Recycle your skin. That's the farcical.
All right, so Nigella Lawson beach salad hands, which really, really made me laugh when I read that because it sounds really stupid, is actually an article. Well done, Simon.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
It costs £20 and can be bought from blisshome.co.uk.
What costs £20?
Nigella Lawson beach salad hands.
Her hands? You can buy Nigella Lawson's hands.
Nigella Lawson beach salad hands, £20 from blisshome.co.uk.
Oh, I see. It's like salad tongs.
Yeah.
Made of beach.
Yeah.
I see.
However, you can get the exact same thing called beach salad hands, that Nigella Lawson, from dunnellmill.com, and they cost £1.79 instead of £20. So if I were you, I'd go for them. But then again, you don't have the knowledge that they were fashioned by the claws of a former Tory daughter thing.
Okay, go on.
Okay, so... ready, steady, glow for a bedside lamp.
Yeah, that's an article, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yay.
I thought you might thought I'd made that one up, though, because it was all stupid.
Well, sometimes supplements are more stupid than you.
What?
Yeah.
Saying that I'm clever?
No, I'm saying that sometimes supplements are more stupid than you.
So you are saying I'm clever?
If you say so, yeah.
Yay! Which leaves us between, and your big thing, recycle your skin.
Yeah.
Which you say is a farcical.
Yeah.
And me and my obsession.
Yeah.
Which you say is an article.
Yeah.
And Simon, for the first time in about 3 weeks, you're wrong.
Oh, damn.
Recycle your skin is a genuine, bona fide article.
It's about skin creams, isn't it?
Yeah. And me and my obsession, I made up. I thought about just going at me and my abscess. I mean, I just want to see the photo for that.
You want to see a photo of an abscess?
I want to see a lady sat on the floor with her abscess sat on the chair.
Dirty.
Well, you can have a clean abscess.
Let's do a supplement summary of 2008 then.
But it's not summery, it is cold and wintery.
All right, we'll do a supplement wintery of 2008 then.
A winterval. We'll have an interval on the normal show and talk about the winter.
All right, it's been cold, isn't it?
It is cold. It snowed last night and I could tell that because when I woke up, everything was slightly wet and sparkly.
See, I promised between recording sections that I wouldn't be dirty, and then you say things like that.
Slightly wet and sparkly.
Basically, I've listened back to all our episodes.
And I said slightly wet and sparkly.
And I've figured out statistically all sorts of things, if you're really that interested. In fact, it was your idea, so you have to be interested. Guess what paper I bought the most in 2008?
Well, I know this because every week I've shouted at you for getting it, and that's the Express.
That is true. I bought it 6 times.
Wow.
What's the one you bought the most?
I say I was very even. I wouldn't say that I favoured the Guardian or Observer.
Well, you actually got the Telegraph and the Observer 4 times each, so you
all
did
right.
Quite well.
Okay, so I go through authority, don't I? I think the Telegraph is very much the daddy. And the Observer is very much the,
Mummy.
Yeah.
I've never bought the Telegraph, and you've never bought the Express. So you know what's going to happen next week, don't you? You have to buy the Express next week.
I don't.
I have to buy the Telegraph.
Why would anybody ever buy the Express? I don't understand.
I've thought this through. If you can win with the Express, then you'll prove how rubbish I am.
Yeah, but everybody knows how rubbish you are, Simon.
That's true. Do you want to know what paper has got the best batting average?
I'd say something quite thick so that you can roll it up and whack.
You're absolutely correct. The best batting average, the one that's won every time it was played, was the Sunday Times.
Wow. Well, it is the biggest paper. I mean, in terms of thickness, in terms of girth. I think we should have a clause in the Sunday supplement saying, you could have probably got the Times have been more than satisfied. However, your fingers would hurt.
Yeah, and your eyes would bleed. But then they would also bleed if you got the Express, which is lost 6 times out of 6.
Well, that's because of you.
You even tried to ban me from getting it.
I did try and ban you from getting it.
The best supplement of the year, the paper that has won the most times it has played, is The Observer.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now we get to the important bit. Who's won the most over the year between you and me? Are you ready for the numbers? I say numbers. I'm actually going to say numbers and you won't understand them because I'm not going to say teacup or whimsical what? Treasure chest.
Oh, you got whimsical treasure chest.
I was making a reference to your school system again.
See, we had a system of if you did good, you got an alpha.
Oh, God.
And if you did bad, you got a major. It was really bad because 3 majors in a week, you got major P, which meant you have to go up in the library. But if you got like 4 or 5 majors in a week, that was a major P, and then you got in serious trouble.
Right, well, you got an alpha because you won 19 times.
Yeah, 19!
Which is 63% of the time.
Wow, 63%. That's a 2-1.
That's a 2-1, yeah. I've won 4 times, yeah. 4 whole times I've won, which is 13% of the time.
How did you win 4? That's amazing.
Well, what's more amazing is the fact that if you add up 19 and 4, that's 23, and we've done 30 episodes. So that means, for various reasons, nothing has won more times than I have, with 24% of the time.
You know, in the future, when the universe is going to expand beyond all reasonable limits, and there will be absolutely no anything, there's no energy, there's literally going to be nothing, because everything is spread out far too thin.
Yeah.
That is still more than you.
Yeah, nothing is better than me.
Wow.
So you got an alpha, and I got a major PP.
You didn't get a major PP, you got a major P.
So it's time to decide what we think has been the supplement of the year, I think.
Well, the only one I can remember in my whimsical olden days, the only one I can actually remember is Stella.
That's about the only one I can remember, or Celeb, which is in The Mirror, isn't it? Oh, no, I know what the one in Express is called.
Oh, God.
It's called X.
Jesus.
It's not called Jesus.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Right, so the Sunday supplement of the year is...
Stella! It's got the name of a pint.
All right, so the Sunday supplement of the year is Stella.
Stella!
Because it's a bit like a beer. Fine, there we go. We should write to them and say, you are our supplement of the year.
We should do that. I reckon we might get a letter back.
Should we actually write to them and say, yeah, you've been awarded our supplement of the year, yeah. Stella? What's Stella in? New Year's resolutions then, because, you know, it's the new year and papers do that. On the news, BBC News 24 has turned into Blue Peter.
Like Top Gear. Top Gear is essentially Blue Peter, by the
way. Yeah, but at least they're not pretending to be the news.
And at least they don't have elephant peeing everywhere.
Well, Clarkson does piss himself quite a lot. And the Stig is just a suit full of pee.
If Clarkson was a elephant, he'd be very scared of Richard Hammond. And for those of you who say, think that's not true, that elephants aren't scared of mice and rodents, you're wrong. They did it on Mythbusters. It was incredible.
Is it
they
true?
Went to Africa with wild elephants, right? They put a mouse in some dung, and what they did was they lifted the dung just as the elephant was walking along and exposed the mouse, yeah. Expecting the elephant just to not notice it, walk straight over it. Elephant freaked out,
really?
And ran away.
What, yeah. The way I freak out when there's a mouse?
Yes. Exactly the way you freak out when there's a mouse. Which doesn't mean you're an elephant, though.
No, I don't think I'm an elephant.
Just means that you're scared you're going to get beat up by one.
Do you want to know why the news is turning into Blue Peter?
Why is the news turning into Blue
because
Peter?
Because on New Year's Day, the newsreader, in all seriousness, turned to camera and said, so, why don't you text us your New Year's resolutions and tell us how you feel about them?
I don't think Blue Peter would suit that low. I thought you were going to say they're going to give out badges.
Well, yeah, that'd be cool. We'd use 24 badge.
I got a Blue Peter badge, right? And then they made it free to go into the Natural History Museum anyway.
What did you get it for?
I did a poster of a minibus for, like, you know, putting seatbelts on in minibuses.
Right.
I think my slogan was, put your seatbelt on when you get in the minibus. I was runner-up.
Was it like one of those ones where there's 1,000 runners-up?
Yeah. If you just send in a bit of poo to Blue Peter and say that that's meant to tell people to, you know, not smoke or drink, or you think it's scrap metal, you get a Blue Peter badge. It's quite easy, really.
Should we talk about my article, then?
Get in shape this new year and give your sexual self-esteem a boost.
Your paper's obsessed with sex.
Well, that is from your sex doctor, Dr. Catherine Hood.
Oh, yeah, Cat Hood. I think I pointed this out when I had The Mirror, and you went, oh, that's really childish, Simon. You're so childish. But the minute you have it, it becomes an immensely hilarious joke.
Hood.
Sorry, I've just seen who my article's by. Helen Pickles.
Wow!
That's pretty cool. So mine, basically about going to a health spa in Italy, which says you can detox by drinking red wine, eating chocolate and truffles.
What do they mean by detox? I mean, what the frig does that mean?
Well, it doesn't mean anything. That's the point, isn't it?
Exactly. So, of course, you can detox by smoking and drinking. I mean, I've got How to Lose Your Gut in 14 Days Without Any Effort, which is liposuction.
Oh, God. These things are just for lazy people who think they should be fit. They're aimed at me, aren't they? But even I know that I'm overweight because I eat too much and don't do any exercise. I don't ever think, oh yeah, if I spread chocolate all over my belly and have some temptress lick it all off, that's going to make the fat disappear.
In this it says, right, now we can't fit into our skinny jeans and we want results now, not in 3 months' time. So they've got the tiny pill that fills you up. Take the emotional and physical hunger with a new diet from Colleen Rooney's Fave Slimming Group.
This reminds me of an advert on telly at the moment for Celebrity Slim Drink.
Oh, God.
It's Celebrity Slim Drink. It's called Celebrity Slim Drink. And I really want it to be liquefied Big Brother contestants that you're drinking. Oh. That would be cool. Time to decide who has the superior supplements of 2009 first week.
Yeah, that would be me.
Well, you always say it's you, don't you?
But it is me.
At no point have you ever said, well, to be honest, Simon, I think you've actually had a good paper this week.
I have. Let you win a couple of times.
No, that's not the same thing. Letting me win is not the same thing as admitting that you may have had slightly inferior supplements.
I don't see why my supplements are inferior when I've basically contributed everything to the show. What have you done? Nothing. Also, Simon, you know, all of that bump view going on about who's won how many things, we'll find that the trend is for me to win. Therefore, statistically, I'm more likely to win. Therefore, I should win.
But that's not fair. That means I can never win now.
It's the way of the world,
isn't it? Because every time you win, you're statistically improving your chances of always winning. You're not even arguing on merit now. You're just saying, I've won a lot of times, therefore it must be true,
Simon,
that I'm going
to
win now.
You share the name. I've proven that you share the name with a lady who writes horoscopes and hates science. And don't pretend it isn't you in a dress. Okay. Looks like you in a dress.
When you put it that way, you're probably right. So the paper you should have bought in the first week of 2009.
I don't even remember what paper you're doing.
The Observer.
Oh. The Observer loose, the big bad mirror. The Observer looks in the mirror and sees its flaws. Wow.
So, yeah, the paper you should have bought was Izzy's. Just phone Izzy up on a Saturday, ask her what she's going to buy the next day, and you'll know what paper would be the best paper.
Should all acquaintance be
singing Auld Lang Syne.
Never brought to mind. Should all acquaintance be forgot for the sake of beating Simon? Beating Simon's everything. Beating him with sticks will take a cup of kindness here. No, we won't, because he's a shit.
Yeah, I lose because...
You lose because that is what you've designated yourself to be. Don't try and win now, because then you're just messing with the whole system.
So, what's the point in me getting a paper?
Well, exactly.
You have to get the Express next week.
Oh, no.
You have to get the Express. And then we'll see how your statistics... Because statistically, it's always lost.
Simon, the Express dry cleaners, yeah? Express. They don't iron anymore. They're Express.
Or they're former journalists.
Oh, yeah. That would explain a lot about the Express newspaper, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Or they're George Bush.
Why, is he expressive?
No, he's Express.
He's not yet.
No, he will be in 2 weeks.
He's still president.
Are we going to do a special from Washington? We're actually going to be in the back row of the inauguration on the stage.
Oh, can I just mention one thing to the Mirror? There's a thing in my holiday section. There's this woman going, we've booked a hotel in Washington, D.C. during the time of Barack Obama's inauguration. Can you suggest what we might go and see?
On which note, if you want to write to us, you can write to us at sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. You can leave a message on our Facebook wall, or you can write a comment on our website at sundaysupplement.com.
Don't forget to dig us and write us a review on iTunes.
Merry New Year, everybody.
And a happy Easter.
Our theme tune is God Carter by George Wood, and is used with kind permission.